Let's talk about Quint's garb, he said. His post office box was rented to a fake corporation. How'd you learn his true identity?
It was easy, Trevor said, very proud of himself. Not only was he a genius now, but he was a very rich one. He had awakened yesterday morning with a headache, and had spent the first half hour in bed worrying about his gambling losses, worrying about his dwindling law practice, worrying about his increasing reliance on the Brethren and their scam. 24 hours later, he'd awakened with a worse headache, but one soothed with the balm of $1 million. He was euphoric, giddy, and anxious to finish the task at hand so he could get on with life. I found a private investigator in Des Moines, he said, sipping coffee, his feet on his desk where they belonged. Send him a check for $1,000. He spent 2 days in Baker's. You been to Baker's?
Yep.
I was afraid I'd have to go. The scam works best if you can snare some prominent guy with money. He'll pay anything to keep you quiet. Anyway, this investigator found a postal clerk who needed some money. She was a single mother, house full of kids, old car, small apartment, you get the picture. He called her at night and said he'd give her $500 cash if she could tell him who was renting box 788 in the name of CMT Investments. Next morning, he called her at the post office. They met in a parking lot during her lunch break. She gave him a piece of paper with the name of Quince Garb, and he gave her an envelope with five $100 bills. She never asked who he was.
Is that a typical method?
It worked with Garb. At Curtis Gates, the guy in Dallas, the second one we scammed, was a little more complicated. The investigator we hired there couldn't find anyone on the inside, so he had to watch the post office for 3 days. Cost $1,800, but he finally saw him and got his license number.
Who's next?
Probably this guy in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania. His alias is Brant White, and he appears to be a hot prospect.
Do you ever read the letters?
Never. I don't know what's being said back and forth. Don't want to know. When they're ready to bust somebody, they'll tell me to scope out the box and get a real name. That's if their pen pal is using a front. Like your client, Mr. Conyers. You'd be amazed how many men use their real names. Unbelievable.
Do you know when they send the extortion letters?
Oh, yeah. They tell me so I can alert the bank in the Bahamas that a wire might be on the way. The bank calls me as soon as the money hits.
Tell me about this Brant White in Upper Darby, Wes said. He was taking pages of notes, as if something might be missed. Every word was being recorded on 4 different machines across the street.
They're ready to bust him, that's all I know. He seems hot to trot because they've just swapped a couple of letters. Some of these guys, it's like pulling teeth, judging by the number of letters.
But you don't keep track of the letters.
There are no records here. I was afraid the feds would show up one day with a search warrant, and I wanted no evidence of my involvement.
Smart, very smart. Trevor smiled and savored his shrewdness.
Yeah, well, I've done a lot of criminal law. After a while, you start thinking like a criminal. Anyway, I've been unable to find the right investigator in the Philadelphia area. Still working on it, though.
End of Side 7.